within our human life.
AM 820 is a family of radio listeners.
Together, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is bringing the Word of God to people all over Ohio.
By joining together as donors, businesses, and sustaining members, we keep St. Gabriel Radio thriving.
In the spirit of community, we invite you to stop by the station during our Spirit Drive this week.
Recharge your body and soul with food, fellowship, and prayer.
So take a break. Stop by the St. Gabriel Radio's newly renovated studio at Henderson Road and Winterset Drive.
As you enter the studio, you'll be greeted by a statue of the Divine Child Jesus, donated by the Jubilee Museum.
You can see the Mother Angelica meeting room, pray in our simple, beautiful chapel, and take a picture with St. Mother Teresa.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is your local Catholic radio station, so visit our studio this week. Let's celebrate faith in Central Ohio.
See you soon!
Turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
Good morning. We are back for the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Spring Spirit Drive.
Good morning, everyone.
Shodi, isn't it great to be back?
It is.
We're working again together. What an honor. What a great gift it is.
Did you see that sunrise this morning?
Oh, beautiful. It just told me it was going to be a beautiful day.
It is, and a very fruitful 2 hours here.
That's right. I'm praying for those 2 hours because we're talking to all of you, and we're hoping that you're going to find that same spirit of the Spirit Drive and be a part of it. You've been a part of the radio all along. That's why you're listening now, and we're going to be looking for your assistance and your help. So again, we're honored to be here in the studio. It's great joy to be here. Jody White, my co-host. I'm Kevin Gallagher, and we will be with you for the next 2 hours. And we have a very special guest. I'm sure many of you know who this special guest is. Of course, it's Father Stosh Daly, and it's great to have you with us, Father.
It's good to be with you once again.
Well, before we do much for these 2 hours for a great efficacious opportunity, what do you say? Will you lead us in prayer?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Let us commend this time to the Lord and the benefit of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. O God, Almighty Father, we who seek and desire to remain meek and humble of heart, come before your throne of mercy and love. We humbly beseech the outpouring of your graces and blessings upon all of those who are listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and all of those who are dedicating their time to promote the gospel of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Send forth your Holy Spirit into our lives and into our midst, so that we may always and everywhere proclaim the glory of your presence in our lives and the desire you have for us to be one with you forever in eternity. We ask this through the intercession of your Holy Virgin, our Queen. Hail Mary, full of grace,
the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. How do you just not feel better after saying a prayer, starting the morning with Father Stosh Daly saying prayer? But again, we are honored to be here for the next 2 hours, and we are here because of the awesome programming on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We are asking you, our listening family, to join us today in this mission, especially these first 2 hours. We want to rock it. We want to break records these first 2 hours. So you can start calling us now, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. AM 820 is definitely fueled by you, our listening family. But first, I wanted to introduce our awesome angel, Deanna Marie. She is going to be here to share our goals for this hour.
Well, good morning. We already have wonderful calls coming in already, so this is exciting time for us. We want to thank our multi-year sustaining members. We want to thank Theo at St. Thomas More Newman Center in Columbus, also Suzanne at St. Francis of Assisi, Columbus, and Andrew and Jennifer of St. Patrick in Columbus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Also, we have Julie. She is from the Columbus area, and she has made a gift. And she says that this strong message of God's love, which is so needed in our world today, so she thanks St. Gabriel Rady for doing that. And she did her contribution by going online to stgabrielradio.com. And then we have Mike, who called in at 614-459-4820. And he says, listening to St. Gabriel, he's from St. Andrews, but listening to St. Gabriel, he starts the day off the right way. So we thank you so much for that. And we want you all to keep calling, because when you support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, you're also supporting the Catholic Church. So we thank you and keep calling at 614-459-4820 and go online to stgabrielradio.com.
Wow, Deanna, great. Deanna Marie, great. Thanks so much for that. Jody, how do you suppose they get them to float in and out of the room like that?
Do you see those wings? I'm already cooled down.
Look at her go. I can't wait to see her come back, not only with good news, of course, everybody calling in, but just to watch her fly back into the room would be a great thing.
It's a gift.
Yes. Well, let's get started this morning. This morning we're going to have a clip coming up with, really one of my favorite radio hosts, and I would imagine many others that are listening as well, Father John Ricardo.
He's the best.
And he's going to begin it for us this morning, and he's going to give us a little clip on the sacraments, I guess, that's found in Scripture and how it's based there. So, let's listen in.
To understand John's gospel, and this is clear as you read John's gospel over and over again, John is continually going back to Genesis. And so what's happening here is that Jesus is recreating humanity. That's why he came. That's why he's the new Adam. Just as we all descend from the first Adam, so by the new Adam, we all descend or trace our new life from the new Adam, Jesus, who heals us who had sinned by stretching out our hands to a tree. He heals us by having his hand stretched out on a tree. The fruit of Adam's sin was thorns. Where are the thorns on the Lord? On his head. He is the new Adam. All those things foreshadow what it is that Jesus has come to do. So Jesus breathes on the apostles, and it's only the apostles who are in the upper room. In doing so, he remakes them. He gives them a brand new life. And then he says something. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. There's two interesting things about that, or maybe three. First of all, one of the things which annoys the religious leaders to no end about Jesus is that he walks around forgiving sins. No one has the authority to forgive sins but God. Let's be really clear on that. No one. And Jesus acknowledges that. No one has the authority to forgive sins but God. So in the story of the healing of the man who's paralyzed, remember his friends bring him to the house. They can't get into the house because there's so big a crowd. So they go up on the roof and then they drop the man down in front of Jesus. Remember that story? And here's Jesus looking at this man who obviously can't move, lying on a stretcher, and he looks at him and says, I forgive you, which is not why the friends brought him to Jesus. Interesting little side point there. They brought him there because they thought what he really needed was something else. They were wrong. What he really needed was forgiveness. Jesus has the ultimate MRI machine. He does that on the man. He sees what's really wrong, and he says to them what's really wrong. And he lets the man know, you are forgiven, which causes a huge controversy in the house as they begin to say to one another, who is this man who thinks he can forgive sins? Only God can forgive sins. And Jesus looks at him and says, let me ask you a question. Which is easier to say? I forgive you, or your sins are forgiven, or to a man who can't walk, get up and walk? We've got to make sure we get the answer to that question right. Which is easier to say? I forgive you is easier to say. Why? Because if I say to you, get up and walk, and you can't get up and walk, obviously, I'm out of my mind, right? If I say that and you don't move, then clearly I don't have any authority. But if I say to the man who can't walk, rise, get up, and walk, then trust me when I tell you, when I say I forgive you, you're forgiven. Which, oh, by the way, means I must be God, because no one has the authority to forgive sins but God, and God is in your midst. So no one has the authority to forgive sins but God. But what he's doing here is he's giving his authority to the apostles specifically. They're the only ones in the upper room to do what it is that he has come to do, to keep us in right relationship with the Father, to reconcile us to the Father. Those are the first kind of two things to note there. No one has the authority to forgive but God. He gives, God does, his authority to others to forgive sins. The last thing to note here, the part that's either really encouraging or really sobering, is this happens on Easter Sunday. the day when sin was destroyed? Kind of an odd gift to be giving on the day that sin and death are destroyed. But God's very realistic. Yes, today I've crushed the power of sin, but it's not done with. It's still there. It's still grappling at your heels. It's still crouching at your door. Remember the quote from Knox that we read when we were talking about St. Paul and Paul's comments on baptism? The message of the gospel is not, hey, it's great, you don't have any more struggles. The message of the gospel is, hey, there's now a chance of victory because new life has been breathed into you, which is what happened in baptism. We died and we got filled with God's own divine life. So even on this very first day of the new creation, the Lord pretty soberly acknowledges that we're still going to blow it. So when we blow it, know that there is an anchor of grace that's been thrown our way. That's great news, because I, like Adrian, know that the confessional was made for me, and I'm there very often now after having not gone for years and years. That's the main text of Scripture. It's not the only one, but it's the main one. It's the main one because it's a dominical saying. It's Jesus' words. Another key one would be James chapter 5, which also has to do with anointing, starting in verse 13, where James writes, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is any cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is any among you sick? Let him call for," this gets translated as the elders of the church. This doesn't mean the older people in the church. The word here is the presbyters of the church, the priests of the church. Huh? "And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil." Lo and behold, there's the sacrament of the sick, huh? "In the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick man, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven." Lest we think that this is some non-biblical idea, let's see clearly, mainly from John 20, but then also here James, that the origins of the sacrament are the Lord, because the Lord knows who we are. And while he has given us this great gift of new life, knowing us as we are, he knows that we will fall. We don't have to fall. I'm inclined to be selfish and to sin, but I don't have to sin. It's always a choice, as someone once described sin. It's a freely chosen compulsion. It's a great definition. A freely chosen compulsion. I choose to be addicted.
Clip from Father John Ricardo. Welcome back. We are thrilled that you guys are with us. That was a fan favorite of Father John Ricardo. He was sharing some information on the John's Gospels and on the sacraments. Father Ricardo is on every single morning here during Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. And if he has lit your fire, if he has inspired you to become a better Catholic, call us now. Be a part of our mission, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Isn't he great? He's clear, he's concise, he's logical, he's reasonable, it's rationable, you know, rational. The whole thing makes sense when he speaks. It's truth just rolling off his tongue into our ears. I think that's why I enjoy him so much, Father John Ricardo. So.
He's simple. Now, Father Daly, do you listen to him?
I do. I'm like St. Didymus, the good thief. I just steal anything he says and use it on my own.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. And actually, you have so many pearls as well, too. But he really does. He inspires so many people. And he's so simple. And that's the beauty, I think, of our faith. Some people think the Catholic faith is just so detailed and right. So difficult. The simplicity of it is its beauty, the truth. It's so simple. And Father Ricardo shares that joy every single day with us at 8 a.m. And again, if you love Father John Ricardo, if you want to continue to hear him, because St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is listener supported, call us now to support us, 614-459-4820. And we do have to share, there is a very generous anonymous donor who will add $100 to every new or upgrade sustaining membership. So for the next hour, I think we need to take advantage of that.
Yes, let's talk about reasonable, logical, rational. I think that's a go. I think we've got to grab those phones right now and call in. What do you think? Again, 614-459-4820. Add $100.
Simple.
Come on, it's logical.
It's free money. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Exactly. Father John Ricardo also speaks about the origins of the sacraments, how they are truly biblically based, and gosh, they are just oh so alive, and they're so free to share. God gives the authority to others to forgive sins, our priest. I mean, when you realize the depth of that, Father Daly, I mean, were you just humbled and overwhelmed to realize you have the ability to be the hands of Jesus on this
earth? Yeah, to put it in the least kind of way, yes, absolutely. I mean, well, I mean, it's a gift. You realize that you were created to do this, first of all, you know, as an individual. The Lord, that's the mission he wants you to share in. And you also have that liberating power of knowing that he's going to give you all that's needed. And as long as we stay rooted in the reality of God's grace and we stay fully aware that the Lord is the one who's really doing the work, we are just through our yes, in the example of Our Lady giving ourselves over to him, he's able to do absolutely incredible things. And I think that's one of the beauties of Father Ricardo's message that each one of our listeners can take home. It's each one of us are called to cooperate in God's mission. And St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is making that mission loud and clear, pretty much universally heard in our area, in our listening area. And so when people wonder, well, what is it I can do? You know, the priest forgives sins. You know, the sister instructs the children. The doctor takes care of the sick. Well, what is it I can do as, you know, the Catholic in the pew? And it's like, well, stand up and speak. You know, encourage your loved ones, encourage your neighbors, you know, throw that bumper sticker on the back of your car. Yep. You'd be surprised how many people are looking at those bumper stickers stuck in happy, holy traffic on 315. And they're like, well, what am I going to do here? You know, especially in the season of Lent. And you can respond to the St. Gabriel Radio Challenge and turn on the radio and listen to absolutely phenomenal and gifted speakers like Father Ricardo. And by participating in the mission of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, you are standing up and participating in the proclamation of the gospel. Just like that priest responds with his yes to the grace of the sacraments and to not only proclaim the gospel, but to confect the Eucharist and then also to forgive sins. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest things I loved about Father Ricardo's particular segment as he enters into the gospel, which is my own favorite, John. And people say, well, why is John's gospel your favorite? And part of it's because of the details John includes. But you have to keep in mind, why does John have those details? Because when he was following Jesus Christ, he was a young teenage boy. And what are the qualities of a young teenage boy? You know, they don't do what they're supposed to do. They listen when they're not supposed to. They say what they're not supposed to repeat. And they find themselves where they're not supposed to be found.
Are you talking about my son?
All teenage boys, you know? So John gives us these incredible details, and he gives those details because of the way he lived his life. Mm-hmm. And Father Ricardo does such a beautiful job of entering into the depth and beauty of the details that John portrays and lives out for us in his gospel so that we may know the Lord as he knows the Lord, you know?
And don't we want our kids, those teenage boys like John, to fall in love and to drop everything and to follow?
When I was teaching in school at St. Michael's and then visiting the high schools, DeSales and Watterson, you know, that was the big thing with the high school students. You know, it's like, well, how do I connect with this church? How do I connect with our Lord? How do I connect with these apostles who are just old and dead, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, they're in heaven, so they're still alive. But how do I connect with them? And that's where they connect. That's how each one of us connects. We realize the humanity that God comes to save, and we realize the humanity of the evangelist. When you start explaining to a group of high school students or teenagers or to your own sons or your children the reality of John saying, listen, when he first answered the call, he was 13, 14 years old, you know? I mean, imagine what he witnessed over those 3 years. Not even 20, and he's at the foot of the cross. Not even 20 years of age, and he inherits the care of Our Lady. Hmm. Not even 20 years age. And, I mean, that's who wrote the gospel, albeit from many years later in his life, but he's reflecting upon those memories as a teenage boy. And that's very important because then our young people realize, okay, if the Lord called John, why would he not call me? And if John had this mission to basically receive and then spread, why don't I have that same mission? And we do, you know? And so participating in that mission like John did, we are able to help St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And so, you know, just as a personal invite to all people of all ages, regardless of where you are at, please give a call to 614-459-4820 to help St. Gabriel Radio continue doing what St. John did and to highlight the beauty of the message and the clarity of the message like someone like Father Ricardo does in his daily segments.
And I think all the listeners out there, I don't think you'll hear John's gospel read the same after you just heard Father Stosh daily. I think we're going to hear it differently now, knowing that he was a teenage boy. And, you know, shame on me, I didn't know that. But these are things that you can't learn. You don't learn in the pew. You have to tune into Catholic radio. You have to continue to be a practicing Catholic. I heard this yesterday. It's like, you know, you're practicing. You have to participate. You have to do different things. If you're practicing for basketball games, you have to practice your dribbling, your shooting. This is Practicing Catholic. You tune in and you strengthen those muscles and you fall more in love with
it. You got to live it.
You do have,
you have to
live
it.
And yeah. Tune in and listen at stgabrielradio.com. Call us now, 614-459-4820. I did want to share, I think there's more and more, you know, fallen away Catholics coming back home to the Catholic faith. And I would have to imagine that they're longing for the sacraments. Yeah. I mean, these roots were planted at a young age and they come home. And I think Father Ricardo shares that our Catholic faith is valid. It is scriptural, you know, biblically rooted.
Right.
And they come back to those sacraments. I mean, are you guys seeing that? Do you guys feel like more people come back and they share that it's the sacraments that they're hungering for?
I mean, you hear it in the confessional as a priest when people are coming in and say, you know, I've been away for a long time. And I always say, well, what brought you back? I mean, I know God's grace has brought you here, but from your perspective, what brought you here? And it's always the hunger. Mm-hmm. It's always like, well, I knew there was something more, or I knew this was what was meant for me, and I just finally gave in, I gave up, I got here. And so the Lord is working, and people are responding. And St. Gabriel Catholic Radio has a huge part to play in that. I mean, it is now such an incredible tool to where almost every day where I speak to somebody who's found their way back to the church or come back to the sacraments, well, how did you get here? St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is always mentioned in those stories.
Awesome.
It's always mentioned. Yep. And I, you know, to highlight something, it's the bumper stickers.
It is.
It's the bumper stickers, yes.
Who would have ever guessed it would be a bumper sticker that would do it? But it's true. You know, and it's like a calling card. We're all driving around most of Ohio now, and yes. We see these bumper stickers popping up everywhere. And not only is it a good affirmation that I'm not alone in my faith, but it's also an invitation to tune in, listen, and grow.
And not only that, I mean, I wear mine with such pride. My soon-to-be brother-in-law, Mike, if you're out there, hello. He makes fun of me. He puts it in different spots every time I see him on my car. But I have to tell you, when you have those bumper stickers, not only are you evangelizing, prayers are being said for you. When people see you, and if they have a bumper sticker on their car and they see another sticker, you say, may the blessing of the Lord be upon you. Mm-hmm. So when you're driving, you are receiving blessings on the highway. Who doesn't want blessings on the highway?
It's also a good reminder not to speed.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I cut off a few people today, but I'm hoping they just needed to tune in. So I'm sorry that Tahoe, that guy.
There were a couple of times where I knew I was a little late for a meeting, and I'm thinking, oh, shoot, I meant to take the sticker off, the bumper magnet off, just ahead of time so I didn't scandalize anybody.
But if you want to join in with you have a bumper sticker, not only call to donate at 614-459-4820, but if you guys want your own bumper magnet, swing by the studio on Henderson Road, the corner of Winterset and Henderson in Columbus. Come by, pick up a bumper sticker, be a part of the fun here today during today and tomorrow's Spirit Drive, because your participation is what it's all about.
And know that we sometimes call them bumper stickers, but they really are bumper magnets. They're not going to mess up your car at all. You can take it off when you need to, when you like to, and put it back on, clean the car, whatever you think.
It just doesn't have the same ring, though.
But isn't it amazing? You know, for most of us, we look for the great signs of God, great miracles and stuff. But isn't it amazing how God really works? I mean, he does work through those bumper magnets.
Through the little things.
And then, you know, somebody sees the address, they turn on the radio, they get touched by what's being said. I mean,
absolutely.
I would never have heard the information from Father Ricardo if I hadn't seen a bumper magnet. Mm-hmm. And it's in that I just see such great gifts to me.
So true.
And even the idea behind confession. I'm a frequent user of confession. It would have been nice as a teenage guy to understand that it was scripturally based and not something you should.
Right.
I mean, I did because of necessity, but I realized that you know, it would have been nice to understand it all in God's plan, you know, and to only get that as an adult. But again, because of the radio. Thank God for the radio.
Yeah, and I mean, I really have realized through St. Gabriel Catholic Radio that our sacraments are alive. It's so much more than Sunday. Sunday is the best. I mean, it's game day. Sunday is game day from a sports relation. But our sacraments are alive, and not do you only receive God's mercy in the sacrament of confession, but you receive the grace to avoid those sins. I mean, I never understood that as a kid, but I'm learning so much more from Catholic Radio. So if you have as well, too, please be a part of our mission. Call us now, 614-459-4820. And I think I saw...
Look who just flew in.
The angel just flew in.
The angel just flew in.
Welcome, Deanna Marie.
Thank you. Did you notice how quiet I was when I flew in?
Well, you were up by the ceiling. I mean,
yes.
There wasn't much you could do about that.
I'm hovering. Okay. All right. We do have Rachel who has called in. And she is a fan of yours, Jody. She's from St. Patrick's.
Oh, thank
she
you, Rachel.
She says, give love to Jody.
Oh, I and love so the Beanie family.
Yeah, so we want to thank Rachel for her donation.
Thanks.
We also have Robin from the Lewis Center area. Thank you very much for your call. He did an online, so thank you for that. And we have Bill and Mary Beth from PAL, and they have become bronze-sustaining members.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. That's great.
And then we have Allie, who is from the Church of the Resurrection. And one of the things that she really likes about St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is Father Ricardo. So thank you, Allie. And we have, once again, some multi-year sustaining members. We want to thank Frank and Judy from St. Matthew of Gehenna, John and Teresa at St. Bernadette Lancaster, and Ron and Joyce at St. Luke of Danville.
Wow.
And I also am a multi-sustaining members. And one of the things that makes it easy for me is that I have them automatically take it out of my checking account each month. So I don't have to, won't forget about it. So that is one way that you can be a contributing member and to support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
That is awesome. And don't forget, this hour, every $100 will be added on to every new or upgraded sustaining membership. So call us now, 614-459-4820.
Well, you could hear the ka-chings every time she mentioned somebody. I was hearing an additional $100 piling, and that's grand. That is
awesome. So call us now. We really need your support. There's just something about it here. Central Ohio, I think there is a fire being lit.
There is.
Do you see it? Fire?
A lot of good stuff going on here. Everything from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, which probably was, the bull out of the pen, and then from there everything else has started. We've got two incredible conferences, the men's conference and the women's conference, and just a lot of good stuff taking place here, and a lot of it all comes in and goes out from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Mm-hmm. This is the meeting point for a lot of those good efforts and initiatives.
You know what? It's just a gift, and I have to share, we were going to have a testimony coming in right now to share their gift of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and telling them, but they're in labor right now, this gentleman's wife.
Okay.
So we have many prayers sent up for them right now, but I'm going to go ahead and speak on behalf of my daughter, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Her name is Anna, and she's actually carrying up the gifts today at 9 o'clock Mass at St. Bridget of Kildare in Dublin. She gave me a real hard time because she said, isn't Mass most important? Why are you missing? But I told her I am here to evangelize with our friends on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. But Anna is a sweetheart. She is 9 years old, and she has a little bit of trouble forming sentences, putting words together. Her memory, there's just a few things that are just challenged, I guess I would say. But we got the 8M820 newsletter a few weeks ago, and on the front cover, there is a testimony from a gentleman named Dave. And he shared how he rode his motorcycle, filled with his tattoos and all, by St. John Newman every day. And he just felt a tug to come in. So he went in, started going to Wednesday Mass, if I'm not mistaken, just sitting there. He held this from his wife. He did not share this with his wife.
Oh, wow.
And there's more to the story before this, that they just started going to other churches, just thinking, feeling tugged to go back to some type of church. So he did this for quite some time. He finally admitted it to his wife. And Anna has been so inspired by this story. She can physically and clearly repeat the story back to everybody. And she wants to meet Dave. Dave shared finally with his wife that he started going. He goes, give me one shot. Come with me. She's like, the Catholic Church? Heck no.
Yeah.
And to give one shot to the Catholic Church, that's tough. You have to know the Holy Spirit's going to be your guide. But so he got his wife to come to Mass, and she was sold. Hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, wow.
They both are converts. We need to pray for his wife right now. I know she's struggling with cancer. But the beauty of this story is that my daughter, Anna, it's so tough for her to repeat back a story that she reads. She said this story about Dave's testimony verbatim. And this came from the newsletter from AM820. So, it's not just listening on air. It's the collateral pieces that they send to us in the mail.
Yeah.
They share the testimonies in print and online. So if you have been inspired by a newsletter, not just by listening, but by reading the newsletters that you get from AM820, like my daughter, who had the grace to share it so beautifully, and it's just God at work. You can't make that stuff up. And that's my favorite line. But
great.
Call us now if you've been inspired anyway, whether on a collateral piece or listening live, 614-459-4820.
And Dave and his wife, I met them both. In fact, I saw them because of the pictures in the newsletter as well. And I'm walking out of church, and I said, I know that guy.
Yes.
That's the guy from the newsletter. So I even said that to him. I felt a little foolish afterward. Like, you're the famous guy, the guy from the newsletter.
Well, my daughter, really, she's like, when are we going to meet him? I mean, she cannot wait. And this is only through God. I mean, really, she doesn't care about anything, so to speak, she cannot wait to meet David.
It's the impact of personal lives.
And she gets that, the conversion. She gets that God work through him and his wife. Oh, it's just a beautiful story. So thank you, Dave, for sharing your story with my daughter. I can't tell you what it means to me for so many reasons.
And so think of the radio, not just for yourselves, but for your children as well. How it's touched so many and can touch your children, your family, and will into the future by your help and your assistance. Again, 614-459-4820, or go online to stgabrielradio.com. Thank you.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
Hi there. You know, there ought to be a prize today for people who make excuses. You know, the one who can make the greatest excuse? Because I think we'd all win something. We are in a habit today of making excuses, and because our faith is very low and weak, we can excuse ourselves from answering God's call, from doing God's will, from listening to the church, from listening to the gospel. And we have all these fantastic reasons why we don't have to be good. Why Christians don't have to be Christians. Why you don't have to strive. Why you don't have to get that extra little more than you think you should be doing. That extra bit of compassion, that extra bit of love, that extra bit of work, that extra mile that God is asking you to go.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
Michelle Cleary, Real Estate Professional, HER Realtors, 614-774-5139.
Running a business is tough. When our networks crashed, we were losing upwards of $1,000 a day because we couldn't service our customers. So we called HMB for help. Their network engineers quickly assessed our problems and went right to work fixing them. We now have 99% uptime and 24/7 support. If your technology is slowing you down, I highly recommend you visit HMB's experts at hmbhelpsit.com.
Global Financial Partners in Westerville, proud supporter of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. That's Global Financial Partners.
This is Michael Warsaw, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of EWTN. Every day at EWTN, we hear tremendous stories of the impact that Catholic radio has had on the lives of so many people, lives that have been transformed, lives that have literally been saved. People who have been brought back into the practice of their faith in a strong and vibrant way, all because of the power of Catholic radio. At EWTN, our programs are provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to stay on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like Morning Glory, Open Line, Call to Communion, and Catholic Answers every single day. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. I hope you'll prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just survive. That's what I'm saying. Don't lose sight of all the beauty that surrounds you. Don't let it pass you by. It's a good day to be alive.
And welcome back. We are here, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Spring Spirit Drive. We're having a grand time, a half an hour into our two-hour session, right, Jody? We're doing great, enjoying
it. We are doing great, but you know what? If you're enjoying that sunrise out there and you feel so inclined to call now at 614-459-4820, because you know what? I'm very competitive, and we are not even halfway to our goal yet, and we have to get to our goals. Our goal this hour is to get 18 gifts. We have 8. Sustaining memberships, our goal is to get 8. We have 3. So call us now or go online, stgabrielradio.com. And I have to share to all my soul sisters out there, my daughters of Mary, if you call, if anybody calls and makes a donation or just calls and wants to support Catholic Radio, you will be entered in to win this beautiful statue of Our Lady of Fatima. And when I say statue, it's not like a 2-inch statue. No, it is, I think, 2 feet tall.
It's a statue.
And
beautiful.
Oh, I can just imagine the rosary set around this with your friends, with your sisters in Christ, with your family. So call us now to support. You're supporting the station, but you also, there's a chance to win a beautiful prize.
Absolutely.
Sounds great. Absolutely. And, you know, in fact, someday you're going to be thinking maybe up in heaven, she's going to say, I wanted that statue to go to your home. And what did you do? You failed to. No. So do call in
no
so you get
guilt,
that
no.
chance. No Catholic guilt. But truly, it's right here just looking at us and keeping us company here in the studio. And it's a beautiful statue. It's one that you would. You and your family would treasure for a lifetime. So certainly it's one that would be great. Now, in this next half an hour, we've got a great clip coming up. It's from Mark Hart, on the Boy of the Loaves. And but before we do that, because we are working here with Jody, who is so competitive, and truly you do not want to see Jody at the end of the hour without a sufficient number of donations. But let's get the. We're
That's
gonna
great
have the
since
angel
we're in the studio
coming
in here.
So we're going to have our angel, Deanna Marie, come back in and join us, I believe.
She is. And also, I'm going to put a challenge out there, too. I know while she comes in, floats back in with the wings on and all, you know, I'm going to put a challenge out to all of our parishes. You know, when we introduced Father Stash Daly in the beginning of the first hour, I would fail to share that you are from Holy Family, the most beautiful church on East Broad, right across from Mount Carmel, correct?
That's correct. That's correct, yeah.
The most beautiful church that is just rooted in tradition. And I'm sure right now all of the statues are covered. Correct?
Not yet. Not yet. We're heading there.
When do you guys do that? I went last year for the
first
time.
We'll do it the Saturday before Palm Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I think April 1st.
But then let's put a challenge out for that beautiful parish down there on West Broad. For my parish, St. Bridget of Kildare. For your parish, Kevin, do you want to do a shout out?
Sure. St. John Newman, I want you to donate.
Yeah, 614-459-4820. You guys are really the hands and feet of Jesus out there. You guys can keep this airway live and strong. Call us now to support. And we do have our angel. She flew on in.
That's right. Woo-hoo. Traffic was light up there. So I made it back. And we have all the great listeners. They are really coming forth here, and they are calling 614-459-4820. And we want to thank Jean, and she is from St. Pius. And she's making her pledge in honor of her mother, who passed away a while ago. So, you know, there are many ways that you can donate in honor of someone or to make a challenge to someone. And she says she's already a sustaining member and as a parish captain and women's Woo-hoo! And men's conference.
Nice. Thank you for taking that challenge.
And she says to say hi to Father Stosh. So there you go.
Hello.
And, yes. And we want to thank Kevin, who has made a donation, and he did it through online by typing in stgabrielradio.com. I'm old school.
Dialing up.
And then we have Paul from St. Matthew, and what he likes about St. Gabriel is the holiness and the stories and the conversation, and he really likes that little Glory Morning show. Mm. And he became a bronze member, so thank you. And we have Arius and from St. Joseph Cathedral. And one of the things, and she became a gold member. Woo. And one of the things that she likes is that that we keep the faith going. So that's one of the things that you're doing when you do call in and support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. You are helping others to learn the faith. And we have Peggy, and she is from St. Bridget. And she says, in honor of Jody White.
Oh, thank you, Peggy. And appreciate the support.
And she's on her way to Mass. God bless her. She's a Catholic girl. And she is already a sustaining member, but she already went ahead and called in for another donation.
Thank you, Peggy. Thank you so much.
And, you know, for all of you who are out there on the road heading to morning Mass at your parish, if you don't already have an intention on your heart, if you could please go into that Mass and receive our Lord in the Eucharist and offer up those graces for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and the sanctification of all of those who speak or work to make sure that St. Gabriel remains faithful to the Lord and the Church. Please do that act of charity for all of those here. And for those of you who are just once again filled with gratitude for all of the good news and all of the encouragement that you receive from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, please feel free to call in 614-459-4820. Or if you're at home or on the computer, stgabrielradio.com. And please keep in mind that, you know, there are a variety of ways to give to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And the first and foremost is through prayer. Please pray for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio that we can continue to be effective in proclaiming God's word.
And in fact, Father, you know, we can go one step further. If you really are going to be spending some time in prayer and offering some intentions for the Catholic Radio, then we're going to make a little offer. Go ahead and give us a call at 614-459-4820. And if you do that, with even without a monetary donation, but with that spiritual donation, we'll honor your entry into the challenge to receive this beautiful statue of Our Lady.
Awesome. I thought you said you were going to sing or something. I thought it was call in and you were going to do some little... I was excited to hear what song you were going to sing, maybe for your wife.
Oh, my goodness.
Bless her heart. He was homesick. So we need a shout out to Kevin's wife.
My dear wife. She's such a trooper. I mean, she's been offering up in sacrifice the last couple of days for a couple of different great intentions. But she's got pneumonia. She's got some stuff. And yesterday I came home from work. I thought we were just going to see how she was doing, hoping she'd be a little better. And her temperature spiked to about 103.2. We took her to the doctors and medicine and the whole bit. But she is such a trooper in how she continues to offer that up. So it's a tough one.
I'm sure we'll be fruitful today because of that offering. So we pray for her, for her full healing, and just everyone out there. You know, there's just something about St. Gabriel Radio. I keep seeing people pass by and how many people that I have met through this station. I mean, it's been a privilege to work with Father Stosh Daly, with you, Kevin. We all met here, sitting at this table.
That's right.
Really, truly.
And, yeah, we did.
But we are so connected. I mean, my friends call me a crazy Catholic, and I'm self-proclaimed crazy Catholic to all my friends in my office.
I think they're pretty insightful.
I think they are. I am a crazy Catholic. But you know what? And life is still life. I still have the trials at home. My husband,
true.
I probably drive him insane. My kids drive me insane. And no, I love everything. But there's something about our faith that is just contagious. And there's a sense of joy and peace, even in the tough times, that Catholic Radio brings to me. Again, it's not so much more than Sunday Mass. I don't mean to downplay Sunday Mass, but there is
Well, it feeds into it. It helps us appreciate the Sunday Mass so much more when you realize it's not just an hour. It's a life.
It is.
A life that's lived, you know, and that helps us appreciate the gift of the Mass that much more.
There's just such a beauty to it. So call us now if you've been inspired, if your faith has been lit, if your faith has grown from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Call us at 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
To all of those who are out there, you know, we've issued an invitation, a challenge to parishioners at Holy Family, St. Bridget, St. John Neumann. But I want to offer a particular challenge to all of the men who, you know, listened to the conferences, the talks from the men's conference, and all of the women who listened to the talks and conferences from the women's conference over St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I mean, it used to be that in order to benefit from the richness of that conference, you had to be there in person. Well, a lot of times people are not able to go. Mm-hmm. And there's an incredible benefit from going and being in a room filled with over 3,000 fellow disciples of Christ. But for many, you know, you hear it there in person, but then you get to hear it again on the radio and you hear something different. Mm-hmm. Or if you're not able to go, you hear it for the first time on the radio. So if you benefited from the men's conference or the women's conference as a result of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, making sure those talks and those, you know, those conferences are basically broadcast all over Ohio, now's the time to say thank you to St. Gabriel Radio and give a call in, 614-459-4820, and just let the radio station know how much you appreciate the fact that you're able to hear what happened at those phenomenal conferences as a result of the radio, making sure that you're able to hear it.
And you know what? I can't go to the men because I'm a female. So,
sure.
But I have the beauty to listen to the men.
You listen.
I mean, really, that is the inclusiveness
Absolutely.
Of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Yeah.
So there is so much beauty in this. So call us now to support.
Very true. Yep.
But we actually are going to go to a clip.
We're going to go to the clip. That's right. We've got Mark Hart speaking on the
boy with the loaves.
So let's
enjoy.
Let's get right to it. Enjoy it. Yes.
Listen to the kind of day Jesus was having. Are you ready for this? If you go back to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, how does he start his day? He finds out that John the Baptist has been killed by King Herod. His cousin and was best friends. His cousin had been killed. That's how he started his day. This is after he already sent the 12 apostles out, so they're gone. All of his close buddies aren't there. And he finds out his cousin, who's like his brother, has been killed. And then if you read the Gospel of Mark, it's then that the 12 come back. And they've been out there for a while. They've been out healing in his name. They've been out ministering in his name, healing the blind and the sick. Power of Jesus. So they all come back and they're all pretty excited about what's been going on. And they have a lot to tell him. And he says to him, let's go. Let's go. We're going to go pray. He's having a bad day. He's having a really bad day. And they come back and they're all pumped up and they're all excited. And all he probably wants in his humanity is just some time to pray, some time to reflect, some time alone with his closest friends. Maybe some time to mourn. And it says, listen to this, the apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all that they had done and all that they had taught. And he said to them, come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. People were coming in such great numbers, they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off on the boat by themselves to a deserted place. But the people saw them leaving, and many of them came to know about it. So they hastened there on foot from all of the towns and arrived at the place across the sea before them. And this is where the kid comes onto the scene. All Jesus wants at that moment, I think, and maybe I'm way off, Bible scholars can yell at me for this, I think the brother just wanted to take a minute and catch his breath. Can you imagine what it's like to always have people tugging on you, to always have people expecting something from you, and not just something, everything from you? To be expecting everything you have, to be expecting you to be at your best at all times, to be expecting you to listen to every problem, heal every worry, heal every ill, to make you feel whole again. Always tugging, always pulling. You've read the pieces, people reaching out, touching his garment. And all he probably wanted to do was just to reflect on his cousin. And then maybe all he wanted to do beyond that was just to be with his close friends and hear what had been happening. And yet, the people wanted more because they expected something of this Jesus. And he went across the lake and they got there before him. And what did he do? They were hungry. They wanted more. And they expected him to do something about it. And the apostles expected him to do something about it. They're looking around. They're saying, all these people are going to eat. What are we going to do? What are you going to do? They've been ministering in his name, performing miracles in his name. And all of a sudden now, what are you going to do? Had the power to do these things in God's name left them? What are you going to do? And here's Jesus once again. And everybody there had an expectation. Do you know what they expected? To receive. The apostles expected to receive something. Okay? His praise, maybe his admiration, his attention. And all the people there who were hungry expected to receive something. And the only one there who did not expect to receive was the little kid. He's the only one there who gave. And if you think about that for a second, it makes absolutely no sense. This little kid gave to God. He gave to the Messiah. With no expectation of anything in return. Just some poor little kid with his lunch. Seemingly unimpressive. Not a whole lot to give. And what did he do? He gave it willingly. And what did God do? He compounded that seemingly small sacrifice to bless thousands. The key there is sacrifice. That kid didn't come with any expectations. He didn't show up on the shore that day with 5 loaves and 2 fish, expecting that forever he'd be mentioned in Gospels, thousands of years from then. If so, if he expected to be mentioned in the Gospels, you think he would have walked over to Matthew or Mark and said, psst, by the way, my name is Eddie. E-D-D-Y. I like to be different. I'm Eddie the bread giver. He didn't. We don't even know his name. Yet, that little kid's sacrifice, that little kid's lack of an expectation has been read about and prayed about and shared about for thousands of years in every language on the planet, in every country on the globe.
I'll start. Welcome back to the Spring Spirit Drive at AM 820 St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We are so glad you are tuning in this morning. Please call us now, 614-459-4820. We just listened to a clip from Mark Hart, part of the awesome programming here on AM 820, and I loved how he was referencing Jesus, that there are sometimes we just want to be alone with our closest friends to pray when we are having a bad day. during your day, if you feel that AM 820 is one of your closest friends and you're able to sit in your car or at home and pray with Jesus through St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, call us now, 614-459-4820. I certainly know that St. Gabriel Radio is one of my closest friends, and that's where I love to be, spend time with him. But we are joined in the studio yet again with our angel,
Deanna Marie. Hey.
And I am praying you will continue to call in at 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com. We want to thank Mary for calling in already, and she's from the parish of Mary Magdalene. And this is in honor of Jody White and all her work for the Women's Conference and Father Daly.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have Jennifer and Mike from St. Joan of Arc. And this is in honor of Father Stosh Daly.
Oh,
and
wow.
One of the things that they like about St. Gabriel is the Sacred Heart Enthronement. Mm-hmm. And the first Friday show that you have started, and they are already a sustaining member, but is also a platinum member.
Oh, wow.
So thank you. And we have Steve from St. John Newman. Don't want you to feel left out, Kevin. So this is for you. This is
Thanks.
Honor of you.
Thanks. They've got me sitting over here in the corner. Until I get more people calling in and honor me, I don't get to move back to my back to the table.
His arms are crossed. Steam is coming out of his ears.
They like the fact that you're in that Man Is You group.
Awesome.
And what they like is Father Ricardo. Well, thank you for your donation. And also to Joan from St. John Newman, in honor of her brother Robert, who passed away a week ago, and in his memory. And they say they have been listening for 1 year, and they love Father Ricardo, and she and her husband Joseph listen. So thank you, Joan. And we have Dan, who is, this is in honor of his dad, James. And what he likes is Father Ricardo. Well, Father Ricardo is very popular.
He is. Very good.
Mm. And you're right there with him, Father Daly.
That's because he steals all his stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's, you know, we get to hear Father Ricardo in stereo.
Put the light where it's due. Put the light where it's due.
I'm going to Holy Family to hear Father Ricardo.
And then we have that Valerie from St. Pius. And she loves Father Ricardo, Father Larry Richards, and Elizabeth, her guest experience on Morning Glory and answering the call. And so thank you, Valerie. We also have Nisha, who is from the St. Bridget of Kildare Parish. And this is in honor of her son, Mikey. Once again, she loves Father Ricardo and came to know AM 820 from her friend Bridget 3 months ago. So she wants to say hi to Jody as well.
Hi, Nisha. Thank you.
And also, we have Kathleen from St. Christopher's. And this is in honor of her husband, James. And once again, she loves Father Ricardo. And we love Father Stosh Daly.
Call us now, 614-459-4820. You can be part of the fun here, guys. You can be part of the mission, answering the call to evangelize. Oh my gosh, that's just awesome. I am filled. We're three shy from our goal of number of gifts and sustaining memberships. Call us now, 614-459.
Jody's got a smile. We're getting close, guys.
We're getting close.
We need your help. Please call. Please call with that donation.
And just a shout out to all of
you.
Thinking of the clip we heard, you know, the little boy who brought the loaves, he came with so little. Mm. He came with so little, but the Lord did such great things with that very little amount of bread. It doesn't matter what you give. You know, it doesn't matter the size. What we ask is that you just participate in the mission of St. Gabriel Radio. Bring whatever you have to St. Gabriel Radio, your prayer, whatever time you'd like to donate and work for the station, but also any financial donation you may offer. No gift is too small. You know, the little boy didn't go up to the Lord and said, well, my gift of bread is too small, so you can't have it. He offered it to the Lord, and the Lord did great things with it. So here we are, you know, the opportunity to just bring whatever it is we can bring to the Lord through St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and allow him to do great things with it by bringing his message of good news to the people in our listening area.
And he gave to God with no expectation in return. I mean, none.
Exactly.
But look what happened. And see, that's the beauty. And I just want to put this challenge out there. If you feel a void and emptiness, if you give to a cause like St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, really, you are joining in and you cannot... God's generosity will just come pouring through. You will start seeing more graces because of your generosity, even if it's $5, a one-time donation.
Absolutely.
$5 a month, whatever it may be, come like the boy. And how funny that he is a boy, just like John in the first clip. I mean, I think we're hearing something here. We need to reach our kids. And I think St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, I don't know, there's just so much fruit in the mission here. So be a part of it. 614-459-4820.
And isn't it true
those phones are ringing? That's a good sound.
There you go. So the young people, sometimes I think we write them off. They don't have the capacity to understand or think. But think again about your daughter, 9 years old, reading the newsletter from the radio station and how great that was. Yeah. You know, kids listening to different things and just getting that great education and hearing these great talks. It's such a great
gift away from the sustaining member goal.
Let's do it.
And we're one shy of the total number of guests we're looking for this hour. So for the three of us to stay on and not get fired, if you guys could please call in and donate, that would be awesome. And
yes, I kind of like my new friends here, so please call.
And I have a great idea. It's a challenge to all those people in That Man Is You and in St. John Newman Parish. The person who was supposed to be here as our testimonial today was a guy named Vince Gelati's home because, well, supposedly his wife is giving birth to a baby. Fact is, that ain't the case. It already happened. Woo-hoo. It happened early, sometime after midnight. So today is baby Martin's birthday.
Awesome.
Happy birthday, Martin. Great to have you on board.
So you are part of the testimony.
Yes, you very much are. So, you know, in their honor and in the work that Marie definitely has done here this morning, Vince's wife, maybe we can make a gift in their honor.
I think that's a great idea. So call us now, 614-459-4820. And I just love the vision of, like, Jesus had a bad day. His cousin passed away. To me, this is just his humanity. I think this is just so fruitful for people to hear this when they are mourning. There's probably a lot of people out there that might not feel like us right now, that might not have the zeal because they are going through some tough times. But there's a lot of programming on Catholic Radio, on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, that is with you, that Jesus becomes your friend through that. Because, you know, Father Ricardo is awesome, but there are so many programs on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio that do meet you kind of where Jesus felt the same day. Right. You know what? He is with you. He knows the pain that you feel. And thank God, through our graces and the sacraments of the Catholic faith, you can be strengthened. You can understand.
Yeah. Well, how often is it that we tune in at that moment that we least expect and we hear just what we need to hear? Mm-hmm. And then we have that moment that was authored by God and His providence. And like I said, we just hear what we're supposed to hear as a result of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. So any kind of support we can give, especially through prayer, it's just all a thank you for everything that the Lord does to us and for us through St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Okay, we're finishing up here this particular hour, but again, you've got a few moments to go, and we've got time for one more call, and in fact, we still need that one gift.
Don't let us get fired.
No, please. Like
please,
I said,
please,
I love
please.
My friends here.
We got it.
Hey, there they are. Okay.
But I have to tell you, they just raised the goal, so now.
What?
Yes, they just raised the goal, so keep calling. You know what?
I think they want to get rid of us.
They do. But you know what I love?
Just
is
what the bishop needs to hear, one of his priests is fired as a volunteer.
That's not going to happen. I will lay down in front of that before that happens. But happiness comes from giving. I promise you, the joy you will feel from giving, and it's contagious. Share this with others. If you tuned in for the first time today because we asked you to listen and you're finding this joyful and inspiring, tell someone else about it today. Tell them to tune in. You know, this week, next week, challenge them. Lent is still a few more weeks. Challenge them. Tune in once a week during Lent.
Yep.
I gave a shout out to my beautiful women from St. Bridget of Kildare Women's Retreat. You know, we're trying to do weekly or quarterly challenges, and one of them was to tune in to Father Ricardo. Oh, yeah. You know, once a week during Lent, just tune in. You just, again, like you said, Father Stash, he'll share with you what you need to hear that day. So happiness comes in giving, so contrary to the world that we live in. But right now, it's time to go into the clip from Bishop Campbell on Lent.
Now, part of this reality of celebrating Lent is the nature of fasting. Now, there are many reasons why fasting has always been part of the discipline of the Church. We fast, in a sense, in order to feast. That is, we fast in order to prepare ourselves for the celebration of the extraordinary event of the resurrection and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. But fasting is also a matter of bodily discipline. We are, as human beings, both body and soul. What happens in our body touches our soul. What occurs within our soul touches the reality of our body. Our body is the mediation of our person to the world and from the world to ourselves. And in bodily discipline, we in a sense tone up the reality of our mediation, tone up the reality of our body, how it expresses ourselves, how, in fact, the life Christ enters into our body and can be expressed and lived authentically. For bodily discipline allows us the opportunity for spiritual growth. There's an old Mexican saying that it takes a nail to drive out a nail. That is, a habit from which someone wants to escape can, in a sense, only be driven out or changed by the creation of a good habit. That if, like that old parable in the Gospels tells us, if we clean out a house and simply leave it empty, seven devils worse than the first might enter in. But we turn from sin in order to fill our lives with virtue. And that takes a discipline, and fasting helps us to do that. It helps our spiritual growth because it allows us to focus on the important things, those fundamental questions that inevitably arise before us. And it is an opportunity for deeper prayer, to get at the heart of the reality of that revelation of God in Jesus Christ, to understand how he is